welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Well, tonight we're going to have Steve Barish. We've got to do a show tonight. It's going to be a special show. And welcome Tantalk 1340 down there in Florida. I know we're the voice of Tampa Bay down there. And we're going to do a special show tonight because we had a big request to talk about the projectors and the networking and all that. So tonight our guest is going to be Steve Barish. Welcome to the show, Steve. How's it going, man?
Doing pretty good, Fred. How you doing?
Good. I heard you had a heck of a show on my network last week. I heard you did.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I heard you're better than I am now.
Nah.
I heard I've been up to date.
That's cool.
I've been shamed. Yeah, I've been shamed.
Well, we were certainly talking about the projectors.
Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii in about a week and a half, so you can have 2 weeks from now. You can do the show again because I probably don't get to do it from over
okay.
there. So anyhow,
that's
tonight
great.
We got a lot of requests to talk about this stuff even more than we have in the past, and of course we'll have the live chat on there, and we have a call-in number. Some people want to call in and share their experiences. And looking up the call numbers are on the front page of BBS Radio, but they're toll-free. First-time caller is 877-876-5227, and Canada is 888-815-9756, and 530-876-3222 is our direct line for the wild card. All right, so Steve, tell me what's been happening, man. I've had so much. We've got these projectors going everywhere. We're hooking them all up. We're starting a network. I think we're going to have to do a newsletter soon. I mean, they're going out the door incredibly fast.
That would be fabulous. We were discussing about love and never shielding yourself with doubt. Always shield yourself with love. The projectors are extremely powerful. And to get in touch with yourself, what we were discussing last week was love, and to try to understand that the projectors do put out love. And it's very important that we do everything with love in our heart, and the projectors will give you anything you want.
Yeah, I think that's really exciting, you know. I really do. And
yep.
We've had a new guy on the East Coast hooked up back there. I won't mention any names. If he calls in, that'd be fun. But tell me, you know, first of all, we had that incident. We had a person down in Florida that had been in a car wreck, and his wife died in the car wreck. It wasn't his fault or her fault. The guy was making an illegal pass, and the guy was paralyzed.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Lily.
Yes.
I don't name anybody, but I think the people down in Florida who we're talking about. Tell us about what happened there.
What happened was you had called me and said there was a gentleman in Florida that had severe neck trauma and he was paralyzed, couldn't move his arms or his legs.
Right.
And you said, could you please go down and heal him?
Yeah.
Pardon me? Yes.
He had a very bad attitude, remember?
Yes, he had a terrible attitude. That's right. That's exactly what you said. Anyhow, I did psychically attach to him. I saw where his problem was in C4. I automatically went over, and I saw the darkness, and I saw the crack in his vertebrae and healed it. And I believe the next day you were telling me that he was moving his feet.
Yeah, well, they've started, and his attitude, and in about 2 or 3 days, his attitude had really changed also, you know.
Right. And the big thing that I want to mention is that love is everything. And when we shield ourselves with love, we can actually do anything in the body that we want. Cosmically, the connection to love is absolutely absolute. And there's nothing that we can't do once we make that connection and cosmically hook up to the universe, and the universe will return love. And that's how I work.
Yeah.
And so you and I make a very good team. You know, so it's really, the work that we're doing together is really phenomenal. At least on my end, I'm finding it that the projectors are absolutely just perfect. I don't think there's a thing you can do with the projectors. It's all in the mind and all in the preparing of who we are. And as long as we handle ourselves grounded and give a response that is beautiful for everybody on the planet, things are going to happen in a very, very positive way.
Yeah, I agree with that. We had a seminar out here the last weekend. I think it was last.
Yes,
week.
Yes.
Track of it anymore. It was the weekend before last. So I think it was the weekend before last, actually. And it was pretty intense. We had people come from all over the world. We had some amazing experiences. And I got to play, we had the projector set up. We had the Firestar set up and a laser set up, and I got to play some music. And we had a 2 days in a row. We had some ships come down, right down to the where the seminar was, and people were seeing them. It was kind of neat. I was inside, so I couldn't see them, but the outside people could see them.
Yes.
That's pretty much what goes yes. on when we have this stuff going on now. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I've got a vortex above my office. It's about a mile up now. And about 5 miles wide, and the whole room actually becomes a pyramid. And I've seen a Andromedan ship to the right of the pyramid. And of course, they've been in my room a lot. And as a matter of fact, last week I have some clients that are extremely sensitive. And Christine went into the room and was laying down, and I walked in about 5 minutes. Later to give her massage and energy work, and she said, "Steve, you won't believe it, but hands have been healing me ever since I walked in the room." And I said, "Yes." I said, "Those are the Andromedans. They're here. They're helping. And there's nothing we can't do once we put love out there. Boy, there's amazing things that can happen with these projectors."
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Absolutely.
Now I noticed a lot of people are. Doing a lot of interesting things, setting them up in, you know, what we would call different configurations than we're used to, you know.
Yes.
I know you like to have them up on the walls. I'm finding some people are having lined them up, and some of them are they're just doing all kinds of crazy things with them right now.
Yes.
And
yes.
You've been working with your master crystal now. That's been helping quite a bit too, right?
I can I ask a question about this master crystal? I believe it's almost like a battery for the projectors.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of energy coming in from the projectors from the master crystal.
Yeah, you're right.
And I haven't turned on the laser yet. I'm waiting for the stand to come. And but it seems like a very, very powerful laser.
Yeah, sounds like we got
and,
a caller.
And I'm having.
Line. Yeah, hang on, Steve.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Caller on the line.
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Fred? This is Quinn here.
Oh yeah, hi Quinn.
Quinn
from
doing?
New York.
Yeah, how you doing? Good.
Yeah, we're doing great. What's been going on with you? I haven't been able to talk to you lately.
Yeah. Well, since the last time we talked, well, let me take it back from the beginning here. When I got my projectors, which has only been a couple weeks ago, and I got all four. How you doing there, Steve, as well?
Okay, Quinn, fine.
Good. With the projectors, I got all four of them. I was, you know, ready for them because I've done a lot of work with, you know, other tools, radionics, Oregon generators from my friend John over there at Higher Power Tech. And, you know, I thought I was ready to take this step into, you know, using the projectors and decided to go with all four of them. And let me tell you, from the very first day that I got them, it just has been a whirlwind of things happening. I mean, just continuously. So the very first day I got them out of the box, and I said, well, I didn't get a chance to go to the chiropractor, so I said, let me go into my room, set it up, and I put it, you know, very simply, very easily, set it on a desk, all four of them with the lasers hitting them, and, you know, I asked for, you know, help from the, you know, the Andromedans and my, you know, my spirit guides, and And I said, I didn't get a chance to go to the chiropractor tonight, so, you know, I'm just asking, you know, if you would give me a spinal adjustment, just like it is if I go to the chiropractor. So within a couple minutes, I started becoming almost like in a sleep-type state, and all of a sudden, my body just started moving on itself, and it was unbelievable. It was like I was getting an adjustment. At the end, I pushed my shoulders back, and everything just cracked. So the next, I mean, this is like, okay, wow, this just happened. It kind of blew my mind. So the next day, my mom says she's going to the casino. I said, well, let's do it. Let's use it for a casino. So we put it on there. You know, use the projector, set it up, and I put, you know, the input of my mom has, you know, now won the, you know, the slot machine jackpot. And I put it in any casino she goes to because I wasn't sure which one she went to. And didn't hear anything. I'm thinking, okay, well, let's see here. Well, there she called. She calls back, and she goes, I freaking won the slot machine jackpot. And it was a bit, you know, a very, very good one. It was, you know, pretty much one of the best ones that she's ever had. So I'm thinking, okay, this is just continuous, you know. So the next day after that, I use it and do a little work on myself to remove some blockages. And then I lose consciousness for a split second because my head just kind of went down and hit the desk. It didn't hurt me whatsoever, but I kind of just woke right at that moment. I left there, left the room, and I felt like I was on cloud nine. Nothing I've ever felt before. Then my friend, she has problems with something called Schumerman's disease, which is with her spine. And I said, let's do some work with you with it. And she was very open to it. We sat her in front of the projectors. I told her exactly what to say. And it started working on her. This energy, she became in a trance-type state, and she just kept, I mean, she was twisting and turning, and actually the one part she was thrusting out of her chair. I was looking at it. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. Well, it winds up, you know, she comes out of this, and she's never felt so, you know, so good in her life. We did it a few times this week, and we realized that it did it in an amount that she could handle, because if it did too much, like Dr. Fred said, it could actually, you know, have done too much, you know, if it did it all at once, because her body wasn't ready for that. It did just enough, you know, so it released whatever toxins in the body for it to be safe. That's how this works. We measured her today, Dr. Fred, and she is almost a half an inch taller.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, that's amazing.
That's fantastic.
When you first got this stuff, were you familiar with Theradyne or any of our products?
No, I've done my research. You know, I've got the contacts. You know, Mikhail gave me some contacts. I talked to, you know, people, many people actually, who had the projectors. And if you've been using the, you know, the devices, and I mean, the response, it was just like amazing from everybody. And I said, okay, well, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I felt good about it. I, you know, looked at, you know, into myself. You know, is this right for me? And I got the answer. It was. And like I said, I'm very used to manifesting and using things for manifesting, and I, you know, was ready to step up to this new level. And this new level was basically, you know, taking it instantaneously, putting everything together, and making everything start happening to you immediately. I mean, it's
yeah.
Just,
now, what happened in your? I know your. I won't go into your career unless you want to, but it made an effect on your career, right?
We'll just talk about money-wise with, you know, even with career things, more than you can even imagine. I sat in front of the projectors and said, you know, with my career and money-wise, and let me tell you, it's been 2 weeks that I've just been like, you just sit back and you say, this is no coincidence. This is no coincidence what's happening here. I mean,
yeah.
It's just on and on. Even with things, because I was telling you about contacting people, how you can actually use the projectors to have somebody contact you. And then you said to me, well, you need, you know, for them to really get back to you, you need that master crystal because that's the battery. So
yeah.
I get my master crystal, and guess what? It's exactly worked exactly that way. I mean, even a friend of mine, we had a slight disagreement couple of weeks ago, and you know, I've been trying to call him to try to get everything straightened out. He wouldn't answer my phone calls. So I put in, you know, went in front of the projectors. I said, this is unacceptable. We have to resolve this issue, and he will, you know, accept my phone calls. I really need him to accept my phone calls now. And now this is 2 weeks, every single day, and I've tried four or five, maybe six times each day. He would not pick up. After I did that, that was last night, he picked up the phone and we resolved the issues. I mean, there's no coincidence.
Yeah,
that is
I
not
like
a coincidence.
You program, but you don't really step on people. You just kind of make kind of a request or an asking.
Exactly.
I thought that was really smooth, the way you explained the other day, after you shared your success with me, how you explained the way you programmed the projectors.
Oh, yeah. When I program the projectors, you know, I pretty much put everything in the present. You know, I ask for, you know, guidance, and I ask for the support from the, you know, again, the higher realms. And then, you know, I pretty much just say, you know, I'm requesting a miracle here, and, you know, instantaneously, and then you put it, and here is my request, and then you put it in the present tense. Like if somebody was looking to become financially abundant, then their request would be, you know, and here's my request. I am now financially abundant. And you put it in the present tense, and I'm telling you, things are happening. Well, you know, because you know from everybody else that works with this, the same thing is happening. But
yeah,
for
it's really interesting. Everybody that gets into this thing, and by the way, we're thinking about starting a newsletter now. You might want to be working with us on that.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think, you know, we'll do an internet newsletter or something. Somebody has to spend and gather all the information and contact information where people can start networking, because we got people all over the world. We ship them all over to Europe and everywhere now, you know.
Right, right.
And I'm going back out on the road. I've already started going back out on the road after not doing anywhere for 12 years. So it amps it up a little bit, because now people can come and talk to me directly in different cities around the world. Kind of neat, I guess, for them anyway. I like it too.
Right, right.
So we're starting to go to another level rather than sit from the armchair and talk about it. We're getting out there in the field.
Right, right. And like everybody I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people that had their projectors, and I talked to Dr. Valerie yesterday actually for about an hour and something, maybe an hour and a half, so it was a while. And it's just amazing. Everything is just so amazing with what's happening with these projectors.
You and Steve talked quite a bit too, right?
Yeah, we've talked quite a bit as well.
Now, Steve, what do you think of how he's handling these things? It's kind of a different approach.
I think he's doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, are you amazed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Amazed every time I talk to somebody about these. They're just wonderful.
Yeah, and you talk to a lot of people now, don't you?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I had about 27 phone calls I had to return last week, so.
Wow.
That's quite a bit, yeah.
Very busy.
Like the Art Bell Show, when I used to do it, you know, when I do the Art Bell Show, I get mobbed with phone calls, you know.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Dr. Fred?
Yeah.
Is there any way you can explain exactly how this works? You know, because I have a couple people I know that I asked to tune in so they may get a better understanding of what the projectors really are and what they... how they work different than other things, as opposed to maybe radionics, psionics, any of that, and basically, you know, how do these actually work? Because it's, you know, I can explain it, but you're the...
A long time ago when the Pleiadians first came here, and I remember how you listened to my shows, I had one almost living with me here, Sir Anthony James, until he went home. He worked for the NSA, and then he went back to the Pleiades. Then I had the contact with Semyasi, and their work was to get us the technology and teach us about shape energy, but they couldn't go into a karma, because if they went into karma and made changes in the earth behavior, that would cause, you know, problems in their own, you know, in their own world. So they couldn't do that. So finally, they handed me off to the Andromedans, and the Andromedans brought the holograph here, the holographic technology. At that time, there were several different government projects going on around the world, where they were transmitting matter from one laboratory to another instantaneous, where they were doing research with tissues and changing the structure of an animal. One little small change in a similar animal would also go through the same change, even though they weren't even in the same lab together. And that this, so the government had about 27 projects, I think, going along. And what their bottom line was, they were starting to, well, they're still doing it. They're realizing that anything that affects anything causes a change in the entire universe, regardless of how small it is or how subtle it is. So human beings are very gross creatures, in my book anyway, and that includes myself, obviously. And we're not aware of those changes unless we go into a laboratory and we look for them. So in order to instigate, you know, something here. The Andromedans had told me that even if we stopped all of the bad practices of automobiles and hydrocarbons and fossil fuel and all the other stuff that we do, this planet is still doomed, you know, in a very short period of time. There's nothing we could do about it. So the only
right.
way that we could do something about it is create another planet, another time. In other words, take this whole scenario interdimensionally all at once and clear out all the... It's like, you know how you set your computer back, you get something in your computer and you can't get it right, so you can go in your computer.
Right.
And you can back 3 or 4 months to where it was before.
Right.
Well, that's kind of what the Andromedans had in mind, and they call it divine intervention. So in order to do that, we screwed it up. I mean, they didn't screw it up. Pleiadians didn't screw it up. We did.
Right.
And we're continuing to screw it up. So and at the same time, we have the summation of all of the aura fields of the Earth. They're, all the inhabitants, there's 9 billion people on this planet right now, close to it. Most of them are sick, drug-strung out, full of horrible chemicals. They're not functional. Most people are not functional. So the summation of their auras is creating a non-functional aura around the Earth, which contradicts with the sun, which creates all these ozone holes and tectonic plate shifts and all that stuff, which I've talked about in my other programs. It's the mechanics of all that. So with that in mind, it takes a small group. We radionically have to come in and repair everybody, you know,
right,
all at once. And basically, we're not going to repair the people. We're going to repair the world. Now, when we repair the world, or when the world gets repaired with energy following thought, a lot of these people won't be able to live here anymore. They'll just kind of disappear. They'll go away. It's kind of like the rapture, but the rapture isn't quite right. The rapture kind of is presented as the bad people are left here, but it's really the good people are left here because Earth is alive.
Right.
You can't deny the living being Earth, which already has a temperature of 1.25 degrees. And anybody out there listening to us right now that has a temperature of 1.25 degrees is not feeling too well and not too functional.
Right.
So the hologram had to be shifted of the Earth as it was. Well, then the Andromedans said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make this a consciousness, not just a program, but a consciousness. People are going to start getting into holograms. So it happened. People started talking about holographic sound, holographic projection of images. You know,
right.
Holographic, you know, these images made with helium cadmium lasers where you walk around them and the eyes follow. And all this stuff started out on that level. Well, as that set the paradigm up for the next step, which was to develop a technology that would allow human thought to go in and actually manipulate the paradigm. But it had to be done in unison. It couldn't be all, you know, everybody doing something different. So synchronicity had to be set up. Well, synchronicity was in the shape of the pyramid. The pyramid is an octahedron in our bodies. It's an iron atom. And anytime you distort that iron atom in the body, what happens is the body starts to fail. That's why we do muscle testing. We test our receptors and projectors with kinesiology, and we have people like breathe a poison like glue or one of these strong writing pens. And they'll test weak, but when they put the projector receptor on, they test strong because shape energy has a big definite feel. So what we've done now is we came out with a nuclear receptor to get people wearing that to get their bodies in shape, which re-spiraled the DNA, made them whole again. You know, when you're born, you have 46 base pairs per turn, and when you're 50, you've got 6, so you're not very healthy. So that got the body going. Then the next step was to de-spiral the DNA into the fourth dimension, meaning that on the physical plane, the body had to get healthy, but the spirit had to disconnect and still keep the mortal coil energized, but start going off into where there's time, in the dimension of time. That's the entryway to the fourth dimension is called time.
Right.
I realize that the Pleiadians have time, but the Andromedans have no time in their society. There's no such thing as time with them. It's instantaneous holographic work. So then they created an antenna system and a plasma system that everybody could work with, that everybody could relate to. And that's where the holographic projectors came along. We were the first to create something like that, and we started putting them out all over the world. And they've only been on the market now, I don't think much over a year, and they're exploding, and people are learning, and it's joining them together, not as a cult or not as anything like that. It's joining them together in the actual result. What I say is the cult here is the result. People get a result. Everybody gets a demonstrable result, and they get it immediately, and they're not using it to harm one another, and it's making things better. And now it's starting to multiply. It's starting to become exponentially more powerful with the hologram now. So more and more people, you don't have to know anything about holograms or anything or shape energy. All you have to do is believe in yourself and believe in what you're about and project that into this image, this device that focuses your projection like everybody else's. It makes it uniform, so it becomes a uniform device. It makes everything, all thought forms uniform, all energies uniform, which is necessary because the uniformity is that of creation itself. And this shape energy and the shape of these devices is exactly the shape that's been laid down by some higher power to make this happen. And so that's kind of where we're at with it right now, and we're stepping it up. We started out people using one of them, and then two of them, and three of them, and then four of them. And some people even go beyond that. I've been up to four, and I started out using one, two, and three, and four, because I couldn't adapt to them. They move so fast in my life, and, you know, and I don't really consider myself the creator of them. I just produce them, you know.
Right.
Somebody else made them, and I just produce them. And a lot of very powerful people in the world that actually are shakers and movers in the world of politics and business and industry and science and religion and all of those and politics are all using them. I won't lay my client list out, but people wouldn't believe. And so now we've got to the next step, which is networking and sharing. And of course, BBS Radio is known for the completely unusual, and this is most unusual. Because this stuff works, it's completely almost unexplainable unless you look at it the way I'm sort of talking about it and go out and figure your own explanation. Nobody's come up with anything different. Maybe we can get Steve Hawking to get one and get him going again. And it sets the energy up into the present in the proper stature. So all DNA, all cells, everything is being affected right as we talk on the radio here tonight. It's all happening for everyone. And the closer you get to these antenna systems, these projectors, the quicker your life starts to change. That's sort of, in a nutshell, the overall, what I would call, theory. I mean, you can go into that. I'm writing a new book on it called The Inside Track, which will go into it more.
Right.
And some of it will be on my raysoftruth.tv website. But I'm just sitting back watching these things. And now, of course, Shad David Morton's coming down here in about a month, and he wants to do a 12... a chakra meditation. So we're now going to produce a holographic sound tape that will go in concord with these projectors, which we have never done that so far. We've built all our other sound metaphors for our receptors and our pyramids and our systems, which are quite healthy and still doing fine, but this is just another way of science. And so now we need some different kinds of sound, and that's
right.
What we're working on next. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Steve?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that sound's going to be the way to travel these days.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very powerful.
Yeah. So you, and of course, Steve, you know, you've been into the positioning. You're one of the pioneers of positioning, because I know some people didn't know what they had. You know, they didn't know how to use them in the very beginning. It was new.
Yes.
And so you found that by positioning these things for some people makes a big difference, right? I mean,
a lot of people, if they use their intuition more, they'll be able to market them themselves on the walls or on their book stands or libraries, whatever the case may be. And it sounds like this young man really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really sounds good.
With the projectors, it's like I try them in different places and you will just know which way is right for you. Like you will just know.
Yes.
You'll be, you know, if they're in front of you or on the side or... you know, four corners of the room, you'll walk in and say, no, that's not right. And whatever works for you, works for you. And they work. They just work.
Right.
It doesn't even matter.
That's right. I think the biggest thing he's coming into is that he's actually using a lot of love.
Yeah.
And I think it's really working for him.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
I have some people that use them that are way more than millionaires, and they don't use them to make more money. They use them to make lives a better quality of life. You know, they've already got all the money they could ever spend. It's really interesting that people like that would even want something like this. But they find that it takes them to different places. Their money never took them. And I'm amazed at watching this class of individual people, you know, in a very high financial echelon, using the heck out of them, and actually teaching me a lot about how to really program. Programming is an art. I think you really have to keep your ego out of it. And for a triple E like myself, I get excited. You know, I'm only human, and I do. And I want to get something going. And I see something start to happen. Now I want to step on it, you know.
That's right.
Some micro to it and get it going. And that's not the way these things work. If you just leave them alone and get clarity, I think, is really the most important thing. And it'll work faster than you can handle it anyway, you know.
So, yeah, they work fast.
It's very important. What do you think, Steve?
I think you're absolutely right with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just I believe that when these things are programmed properly, oh, my gosh, you can do anything. Absolutely anything.
I really like the fact that you and Quinn have done healing with people, you know, and that's really important. Because I think when you heal one person, everybody that has a similar disease is going to be affected. And I think everybody that doesn't have that disease going to be affected in such a way that they won't be prone to have that disease or even an accident.
Yep.
A lot of times there's an old saying, you can't learn from others the mistakes of others. But in the hologram, I really think you can. I really think that's an old axiom that time has come and it's gone now. I really think that we can learn from other people's mistakes. For me, it's very hard.
I had
Go ahead.
I had a woman on Thursday afternoon, a new client came in, and she was on the table. I put my hands on her, and within about 3 minutes, it was so hot that I had to go get her water. So I suspect that using the crystal with the projectors and the projectors tuned in, She was hot. I mean, she was actually burning up on the table. It was just incredible. Her body just heat up so much that everything, all her blockages came right out. It was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think that part of that, I think part of that is when you detox from alcohol and different chemicals in your body, your body heats up. It has to, it produces interferon, you know, and then when it's,
yes.
And I think that the what I've noticed is, because I detox like everybody does, but I noticed with the projector system, rather than heating up for 2 or 3 hours, you heat up for a couple, maybe 30 seconds or 45 seconds, and your body charges that out through the liver, and boom, you're back down to normal temperature again. So I think when you're in the field of a projector and you're doing a detox, it doesn't detox the full old chemical way, producing all kinds of different, chemicals in the body, like, aldehyde, for example, is a good one. And when you're coming off alcohol or sugar or some of those things,
yeah.
I don't think it goes through the aldehyde process. I think it goes directly out. And then if you drink water, the other thing I think would be good is to have water stored around the projector system. I know we had Dr. Emoto, very well known. He's from Japan, and he puts different water into different frequencies. You might sing to it or freak it out or heat it, or put it, around a good situation or a bad situation or in a pyramid. Then he freezes it and he looks at the structure once it's frozen after it's had some kind of a change done to it, some kind of a trauma, whether it be good or bad. And there's a vast difference in the crystal lattice structure of water depending on, for example, if it's been blessed. It has a very beautiful structure.
Yes.
I think that if we were to freeze water after it's been treated in the projector and then look at it through a pretty good microscope, I think we'd be quite surprised at the structure that we'd find. I think it would probably be some structure that we've never seen before, something to the hologram itself. This is my feeling,
Yeah, I think you're right, because when I see the projectors light up and all the pyramid points light up and this light goes right to the center of the room and there's this ball about 3 feet thick, and I suspect if we did put water in there, it would become very holy. Absolutely. Without a question.
Yeah, and that's
without a question.
Can that be something we can send people? Drink, you know? That may
yes, absolutely.
Have your system, yeah, like the guy down in Florida. You can't put that in the hospital. They probably wouldn't allow it. You know?
Right, right. But that that light, that ball of light, it's so strong. This woman was actually, when she got off the table, she was completely balanced, and she was absolutely, she couldn't believe what happened.
Wow.
So she was very, very focused when she left, extremely focused. Her chakras were wide open. I mean, she was just perfect.
Yeah.
Really does work.
Another thing I feel, Dr. Fred, is with these devices, you know, most everyone really should go through, you know, starting with the receptor, you know, first, and then, you know, after having a while with that, then go to the, you know, the one that you wear. Because now I'm used to with a lot of different energies, and I still, even with these four, I mean, wow. I mean, the energy that's coming from these, you will get, you know, I actually got, you know, some dizzy feeling, not in a bad way. Everything was in a good way, but, and I can imagine if somebody wasn't used to this type of energy work,
yeah,
you know.
I had a lady in Tennessee, I remember about a year or two ago when we first came out with the projectors. And I always tell people you need to get a star orb for grounding first.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the least expensive thing that we sell practically in all our product lines. And you hook it up because it grounds out all the EOF and all of the energy from the stuff from the high-flying jets throwing all this junk out. It just grounds all that out. And of course, you hook it to ground. You hook it to your electrical system in your house by connecting a wire into the ground part of your wall socket.
Right.
A lady bought four of them, and she didn't want to get the star orb. And if you ever heard a person, you know, she called in on the show. I'll never forget it. About a year ago, actually, it was. And she called in on the show, and she was literally upside down in energy. She was actually, sounded like she was walking on the ceiling. And she set that system up without a star orb. So we sent her out a star orb to ground the thing out. And she called back about a week later and says, yeah, you were right all along. I don't know what was wrong with me. Put that thing up and not have the grounding on it. It was very important to have the grounding. And the same thing, why if we start adding water to this, maybe we should come up with a line of a holographically charged water and sell it. I don't know. I think it would be good. What I think I will do, I have a microscope, and I will freeze some water after I, put it in the system for a while, and we'll actually see what happens to it. That's just something I've got all the equipment to do. I just haven't had the time, but I will do it. I think I'll need to do it, get it into my book, you know, some actual demonstrations of the hologram itself. So what are your plans Quinn? What's your next step with your system now?
All kinds of things with it. I mean, on, and I think, and I just can't believe what I've seen in 2 weeks, and then realizing that everybody else that I've spoken to, because I've spoken to a lot of people, and everybody has the same thing. You know, it's like, this is really something. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, you think we can get them all to talk about it in a newsletter?
I think so.
Yeah.
Those of you that can't call in,
go to the quick chat in the front page of BBS Radio, and I'll monitor that. Sometimes it gets very active, and sometimes it's not too active. If you can't call in, because I don't know how many. We take one or two calls at a time. I go to the quick chat on the front page of BBS Radio, and just if you have any questions about what we're talking about tonight.
Right.
What about you, Steve? What are your plans for the future? I know you're still in the healing business. Are you...
Well, I've been working with the I'm working with projectors now. I'm going to go out and visit Valerie in about 2.5-3 weeks. I'm going to stay out there for a couple weeks, and we're going to do a lot of work together. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll like Sedona, and I think you'll find that you get a better buzz out there in Sedona than you do in Rochester. You know.
It's very possible.
Your car.
It's a blast. I love my new car.
Yeah, I mean, you can take it out there, though.
If I move out there, I'd take it.
Oh, cool.
But,
I'm moving. You're going to relocate then.
Well, if I like it out there, but, what I'm going
to
do is just, Valerie and I want to do some experimental work with the projectors and really do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out there for about...
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I was going to say, another question that people have, you know, there's a confusion that I find. People, we muscle test for the receptor to find out what your weakest organ is, which is really the weakest color in the hydrogen atom, because the hydrogen atom is where your consciousness comes through, and that is your immune system. So people think, sometimes they get mixed up, and they think that they need to be tested for a color for the projector. I've seen that confusion, and bottom line is the answer is no. There's no testing for that because it's a wave device. It works in a wave manner, and working in a wave manner means that if you go to the highest power of a wave, or the shortest wavelength, it's in the white, you know, the white region, which would be all colors combined, which is white, which is a zirconium or diamond, and then the lowest frequency would be down towards the astral plane in violet, 402 nanometers, which would be an amethyst. And I've had people, had a lot of people, when you start despiraling your DNA into the fourth dimension, that's what that's really doing is you're becoming etheric. You know, that's how people become invisible in left flight path room, and that's the steps that's necessary to get there. It has nothing to do with longevity. The body does get a lot lighter, but the DNA is still increasing its length on the physical plane. It's just the consciousness on the spiritual plane is shifting. It's a big shift. It's kind of just different. That's what, like Quinn was saying, you get a little lightheaded in that. It's just that shift that causes that feeling because you're splitting into two different worlds. And yet the idea eventually is to combine them. And so what happens is there's a lot of people out there that that are pretty etheric. You know, they teach angel programs. They teach chakras. You know, they're yoga teachers. They're pretty light. They're vegetarians. They've done really good job of taking care of themselves over their lifetime, and they're pretty ethereal anyway. They're not overweight. They're usually fairly light. So they put a projector on, and it's a little it overwhelms them because they're so sensitive. It overwhelms them, and so we've had a few of those kinds of teachers and people get overwhelmed. So what we did is, because they bought the diamond or the cubic zirconium, which is a natural cubic zirconium, so we had to change their frequency and lowered it, not all the way down to violet, but we lowered it into yellow. And then the yellow is the yellow sapphire that we use. When in the yellow band, the wavelength of yellow is a very blending color, and it's above, it's right above the solar plexus, actually, but people can move along. These kinds of ethereal people seem to be grounded. They actually need a little more grounding than the average person, I think. So that works really well for them. And I've had people literally not be able to wear the white ones, and then they put the yellow ones on, they swear by it. So some people are very sensitive to their wave motion through the universe. So it's kind of like hard to describe, but it's kind of neat.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think I was that energy sensitive. Because I've been around a lot of, devices before, but let me tell you, these really are really something strong.
Yeah, I know. Your friend makes them very nice. Valerie says hi.
Hi.
Hi, Valerie. I know that with sensitivity, it's very important. But, you know, the radionic stuff, you turned me on to that guy. And I went on his website, and he's probably got some of the most advanced radionic equipment with a sensitive plate and all that in the world. I literally saw that, and I remember you asking me how the two went together, and I told you that this was an extraterrestrial technology that was from somewhere else. You know, radionics is not used by Andromedans, but it's very, very important to use it here, I think, because it's basically, I think it was developed... Although it's been used for weapons, it's primarily as a healing technology with the DLR camera, the Ruth Down camera, the radionic stuff that came from the last century even.
Right.
And so I think it's a great way to, in that mode, that those of you out there that have radionics and have Rife machines and all those things that are out there, I think it's a perfect, I think it gives you incredible clarity when you're starting to work within the hologram. That's my feeling, anyway. It's my opinion. From what I've seen, I think that it's an advantage to have it, and over not having it, if you know how to use it and you respect it. A lot of people think it's either too complicated or too much stuff to fool around with, or
right.
too priced, whatever, you know, so they don't have it. But I think that, it does work. I remember the first stuff that I ever got involved with was a thing called the Deep Polar Ray, which was developed back in 1947 by Thomas Coulson and Fred Hart. And they put this device out. It was a 44 megahertz infrared radiation machine that allowed the person to get rid of arthritis rather quickly.
Right.
And the FDA came in and shut them down. So this device, they were contactees with extraterrestrials, I don't know from where. And so they created this thing, and as a result, they got shut down. So they started an organization called the National Health Federation around 1949, 1950, which I worked with for 20 years. That organization grew worldwide, and today it's fighting this codex thing. Now, this is an idea that's as far out as what we're talking about, that's basically saving our bacon from having to go down under the mercy of the drug companies giving us prescriptions for synthetic vitamins that will rob more nutrition out of our bodies, which is what they're trying to do.
Right.
And we had two people in lobbying in Congress. One of them, his name was Clinton Miller, who's still lobbying, still around. Look him up on the Internet. Clinton Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. And I spent 20 years going to all major cities with a lot of very famous people like Nathan Prinnigan and Pablo Arola when he was around, and so many famous people, getting the word out on nutrition and how the stuff works. And, it was just amazing. I got to be part of that. And all that started from an idea of an extraterrestrial, thing that was too far out, and the grounding of the FDA and then the protest. And this is what we got here. Luckily, we don't make medical claims with this. We're not under the jurisdiction of any government agency, and a lot of government agencies are actually using this stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a lady from FEMA, one of the directors of FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Group, who's worked right along with George Bush, come on my show, who's using all of this stuff. So we crossed all the boundaries with it, because the hologram is part of it, everything. It's really amazing to see. I know people sometimes are skeptical, but if you start looking at the grassroots of where a lot of things come from, like I knew John Carter Jr. His dad was John Carter Sr. He had contact with extraterrestrials, and that's where he got an idea to start IBM, which is kind of big today. Another
right.
ET contactee. A lot of people don't know the story there, but I know it well. And so I think these new things that we're blessed with to have out here now, I think technology, unfortunately, man has screwed himself up with technology, and it's going to take technology to fix it.
Right, right.
So that's what we've created here, is a technological advantage or edge over anything out there, and something that can actually go up in time and stop all the effects of all this stuff by creating another world, simultaneously dissolving this one. That's what we're going to do. That's what's starting to happen.
Right.
Well, I think dimensions are opening up that we haven't even seen before, because I've seen dimensions in my room that I can't even explain it.
Yeah, how do you like it?
They're so high. I've had my room actually disappear, just everything go. Just the only thing that was showing was the two stones in each corner, and the room was actually gone, and my client was gone, I was gone. I mean, if somebody walked in, they wouldn't have seen anything. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know.
So there's so many different dimensions I think we're going to tap into. I think they're going to be amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's like Quinn's brand new to this, and when you started, a year or so ago, a year and a half ago,
yes.
What I used to get a big kick out of, Quinn, was when Steve would have... Steve doesn't even know much about this stuff,
Right.
So, yeah, he's just learning. And remember, he's an old drag racer, and old drag racer's not very bright, just so you know that. He's a cars in the quarter mile. He would get these clients coming in. That's when he had a much higher volume. He slowed the volume down now, but the clients would come in, and the stuff they described, these are people that have no idea what radionics are, nothing about pyramid energy or holographic. They don't know anything. They're just coming in for a good old-fashioned healing, right. And or a healing massage, and some of the stories he used to tell me, but they were witnessed. The people had these experiences. You'd never think these people were capable of having these experiences, but they had them one after another. I mean, it was amazing. Now you're going to, Dominic, Quinn, you're going to have some. Dominic, by the way, just said hi on the. Quinn, you're going to have some fun with your friends now. You must have some skeptics back there. Are you blowing minds yet, or is that where you gotten that far?
Well, yeah. I mean, the people I talk to about it, I know are open to it. If they're not, at this point, I wouldn't even mention it to them. You know.
Yeah.
So it's my friends that know that I'm into what I'm into, and understand. They're a little bit further along there. Compared to some other people that I know, and they're the ones that are open to it, and they know, because they know me, and they know I'm not just going to say something. They, I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and they know that's the truth. They know what kind of, who I am, and, what I'm about.
Are they coming into your system and experiencing things for themselves, too?
Yeah, well, my one friend, he's not even 21 yet. He's a really good friend of mine. He's having problems with, with smoking, smoking marijuana is his big problem. So, he really wants to stop, and so I brought him up there, and I told him what to say, and we're sitting in front of the projectors, and he, about 5 or 6 minutes into it, he goes, "Oh my God!" And he ran out of my room. He ran down steps, and he was sitting on the step. I said, "Are you all right? What's wrong?" And he's like, "Something happened in there." And I was like, "Well, what happened?" He goes, "Well, something really happened in there." And I said, "Well, tell me about it." And he goes, "Well, for some reason, I saw my actual face appeared in front of me, and it showed me what I'm going to look like when I get older, going down the path I'm on." So it showed him. And when he and his girlfriend was there, he saw his girlfriend. He's like, "This really happened. Like, I don't believe in this kind of stuff, and I really wouldn't believe that this really could happen, but I'm telling you, that happened in that room." And he can't wait to come back home, and so he can, go in front of the projectors again and work on himself some more.
Yeah, Steve, you've had a few people like that were skeptics, haven't you?
Yeah, they stopped being a skeptic very, very quickly. I've had people feel the energy go right through them. I mean, right from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet and come out. As a matter of fact, we're finding some new energy in the bottom of the feet. The bottom of the feet are actually opening up and going to the center of the earth. So there's a lot that's happening with these chakras that are opening up. They look like chakras at the bottom of the feet. And they can actually feel the energy go through the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, down to the earth, and back up again. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. And they could actually feel their hands opening up. They could see they couldn't see the energy, but they could feel the energy in their hands. They had more light in their heads. As a matter of fact, the big thing that happened with 99% of the clients, they were even skeptical when they went outside. They saw colors a lot brighter. In other words, the greens looked brighter, the trees looked brighter, cars looked brighter, everything looked brighter around them, and they had much more peripheral vision. So there's nothing. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. So the idea of it is just to work these projectors as best we possibly can, and use the proper energy, which is being very positive. And there's nothing that we can't do.
When you talk about that, I was talking about that on my seminar. You're increasing the bandwidth of their vision.
Yes.
And what happens is when you increase the bandwidth of your vision and your hearing and your sensitivity, then you start to see things you never used to see,
Right.
It's like the butterfly
right.
seeing down in ultraviolet. He sees a lot of things that other bugs don't see, pretty much everything, and the butterfly is just the opposite of the spectrum of a moth, by the way, which doesn't see, they see infrared. And that's why moths come to heat. You don't see butterflies flying into lamps at night like moths do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so what happens is when you increase your bandwidth, suddenly you'll start to see, you can see like angels that might be around you, or spirit guides, or you'll come in contact with extraterrestrials. We make a thing called a Firestar orb that increases once you bandwidth. This is what has been real interesting at Teradyne. With the early days of increasing bandwidth, we used the old power dome and the pyramids on the head. And that's basically a detox. A detox for a pragmatic person or human being increases their bandwidth. Just like, for example, if you're a big meat eater and you stopped eating meat eater and switched meat and switched over to fruit, that would change your bandwidth after a little bit of a shock that your body would go through. You'd see colors a lot brighter and you'd be a lot lighter and you'd probably be a lot disease-free. So, but we were putting pyramids on people's heads 32 years ago, and I wasn't the one who started that. Doctors out here in Orange County, like Dr. Couture and Whitaker and all these guys, they were doing it. I didn't do it. You know, I was just making them for them. I didn't even have a degree in PhD in my homeopathic medicine yet. I was still an aerospace scientist, basically. I had a little Tibetan, you know, meditation time under my belt. And then we started building these systems that Pleiadians gave us, and each thing took a step to another, a higher level or a higher inner level. You know, higher means to me it's more inner, higher frequency, and also lower frequency, but not in a negative way. You know, a low frequency is good. A distortion is bad. You know, you can have a high frequency distortion, and that's not good. So it's about the clarity of the sinusoidal waveform that moves through our psyche. So now what I see is people going into the projector technology, turning right around now and going back to something like an aura amplifier and going into a Firestar, because the Firestar now amplifies their aura and sends it out like a beacon, you know, across the universe so they can make contact with channeling or contact with extraterrestrials or contact with people on the other side, whatever they want to use it for. Whereas before, had they not gone through the projector experience and not had this huge loss of bandwidth expansion, they would have never, ever been able to do a Firestar, because a Firestar doesn't do that. It only amplifies what you are. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting to see how people turn around and go back to certain things that amplify, like the champagne reflector deprograms you from what commercials on television and such. You know, and such. People weren't aware what a champagne reflector does. But when I show them a kinesia triangle at my seminar on a screen, they see this white triangle that's not there. It's just a vision and a visual created by a design around it, which is not there. It freaks them out, because now, you know, it's like you see a paragraph and there's six or seven F's in it, and people can only find three. Where are the other three? I can't find them, and you blow them down, and then finally they find them in weird places because there's not a pronunciation of the F or some other letter. And that's just the way humans are. Well, anyhow, we're running out of time. We're out of time, actually, guys.
Yeah.
It's a big hour. So I've got to wind this puppy down right now. Thanks, Steve. Real quick, what's your phone number where everybody can reach you, and then we're out of here.
Yeah, it's 585-746-8321.
Okay, very good. And, Quinn, thanks for being our guest. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And I'm in a hurry to get out of here because my energy is so high. So I will be talking to you tomorrow night on my CAN program. And I thank you down at BBS Radio, CAN Talk Radio 1340 in Florida, for listening to us and making us popular down there. And I'm going to start my motor. I got my new racing car starting up right now. Here we go.
BBS Radio.